Spirit overturning it.
So, Madam Chair, his testimony today conflicts with his lack of support when the initiative to allocate fish days or the fish was before us. Also, it does very clearly point out what our Supreme Court has felt in the past. Thank you.
Okay, Representative Jewell.
He forgot what he was going to say.
No, I wrote it down. But in the deliberations, don't the advisory councils and the boards of fish and game take into consideration the public sentiment of the time, whether it's on snaring or in addition to science?
Madam Chair, I think that the department tries to provide a scientific basis for groups like the advisory committee and the Board of Game to make sound decisions. And I always say they're science-based decisions, and it's their job to meld in the public and the social and aspects and what the public desires are. And I think that the advisory committees in the rural communities are extremely very representative of the people. When you get to the larger communities, there's a great a feeling from many people that they're not representative of the community at large, especially in Anchorage and Fairbanks, because they're so heavily dominated by people that are hunters and trappers. And there's probably some truth to that, but when it gets to the Board of Game, they take, anybody can put in a proposal, anybody can come and testify before the Board of Game, and people do from all different types, and the Board of Game then listens to all of the different public input and to the biology, and then puts those things together and makes a decision. So I think it's a system that I'm proud of. I think it works.
Madam Chair, hold on. I think there's probably a lot to what you're saying. I know we want to go. But just to comment on the larger communities, I've seen people come up through who probably have been pretty staunch conservationists in terms of where they stand, and yet survive the process to become chairman of their local advisory fish and game, even getting support to serve on the state board, even though the legislature ended up turning them down in regards to Ms. Evans at one point in time. So I think there are examples out there where, although they tend to be dominated in that case, they're certainly not, they don't limit themselves, and when they do take on some of these individuals, they find a way to work fairly closely together. But on the issue of public, and as it relates to, and I asked it with regards to the local advisory fishing games and then the boards, because we're certainly, I mean, this is an example of being open to the dynamics of the public. And so as we go through deliberations, whether it's in bills or resolutions, that certainly comes under public scrutiny. And so I guess I just found your statements kind of interesting in that regard, because I think the process from the local advisory fish and game all the way to this body, the legislature, comes under pretty heavy public scrutiny and guidance. Because there have been times I've had to change my mind if I felt like my constituents were telling me I wasn't doing the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Jewell. Do you have a follow-up, Mr. Riggs? Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to testify on HCR 56? Hearing none, then the public testimony is closed, and what is the wishes of the committee? Is there any debate on any concerns with the resolution? If not, I would ask for a motion, please.
I make a motion that we pass HCR 56 with accompanying fiscal note. And I ask for unanimous consent.
With individual recommendations.
Individual recommendations. Thank you.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, then HJR 56 is moved from Resource Committee. And I would like to mention to the people that have been waiting for House Bill 403. Our session went over today, and the sponsor of the bill did not have adequate time to come forward to Resource Committee, so that bill will be looked at in the future meeting, And our next meeting will be March 3rd at 1 p.m. And with that, Resource Committee is adjourned at 4:50, 3:50.